Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about the relevance of some suppressed ancestors. First, we'll unpack a poem by George Eliot and then ask why so important a contribution as Alice Miller's is so totally ignored on public radio. Just as Bentham left his fragments for power, so those who long for generalized human freedom leave fragments for us. Together they constitute an anti-Bentham. I don't know that I'd be the woman I am if I had never been given George Eliot as a deeply confused youth. She showed me that confusion can be a useful thing, a useful state, if you rub in a little stubbornness. And Alice Miller showed me how we parents instill obedience. But the missing piece in her analysis is how work instills rage in us. If there's time, I will share an excerpt from words I wrote to myself in a margin 22 years ago and talk a little bit about what I've learned since. To the poem. First, gentlemen. Where lies the power, there let the blame lie too. Second, gentlemen. Nay, power is relative. You cannot fright the coming pest with border fortresses or catch your carp with subtle argument. All forces twain in one. Cause is not cause unless effect be there. An action self must needs contain a passive. So command exists, but with obedience. What we'll be discussing is the fact that disobedience cannot become our choice unless our obedience comes to our awareness. This is getting to what power owes Bentham. He advised them, as Plato did, to instill obedience in our natures, so we wouldn't be aware of it. So power today has designed means to hide our obedience, even from ourselves, or especially from ourselves, while simultaneously making us feel more powerful, but most especially and importantly, making the pundits feel so, because they are there to herd us, we who see power's knee on our chest, to herd us and make us feel hopeless. But all we need to regenerate hopeful energy is a vision, a view of a free future. So the problem in some ways may be lack of access to the airwaves, but we could drive forward to that if hope comes back. We have to see a way, a view out of the prison in order to have hope, and it takes only a few to give it. We are the heart of the future that redirects eyes away from the master and points, shines the light, the way to our future, our freedom, when we must be consciously the heart of the earth.